This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Right now we have with us the chairman of the Illinois Republican Party, Chairman Tim Schneider. Tim, it's great to have you back on the show. The Illinois Supreme Court has some big decisions for voters ahead of them here. And I think this is something that doesn't get as much attention, especially in today's kind of climate. So we're grateful to have you on so you can kind of tell us what's at stake right now.
Well, Annie, I'm really pleased to be with you. Thanks for having me on. I want to let your listeners know that this year we have the opportunity to begin to turn the Illinois Supreme Court around. Right now, the Illinois Supreme Court is 4-3 Democrat. They're all Mike Madigan pawns. And we have the opportunity this year to pursue a non-retention campaign, which we're waging really, really hard in the 3rd Judicial District against Thomas Kilbride, who is a Madigan pawn. He has received $4 to $7 million in monies for his retention. And we now have a really strong non-retention campaign going on for Justice Kilbride. And we also want to elect David Overstreet in the 5th Judicial District. Now, so, David Overstreet is a – go
can
ahead.
Can I interject real quick? Because I think when you say things like 3rd District and 5th District, most people don't really know what district they're in right now. Can you kind of talk to me a little bit about what area of the state are you appealing to right now? Who has the opportunity to weigh in on these decisions?
Sure. That's great. Thank you, Annie. Well, yesterday I was down in Belleville, mm-hmm. I was down in Carbondale, I was down in Effingham, I was down in Marion, and all those areas are in the 5th Judicial District, the one that is served right now by Justice Lloyd Carmeier. Justice Carmeier is retiring, and the Republican Party and Congressman Shimkus, Congressman Bost, all the legislators, Republican legislators in Southern Illinois, are supporting David Overstreet, a constitutional conservative in the mold of Justice Carmeier. Just slightly north of that, in the Rock Island, Quad Cities, Peoria, Will County area, is the 3rd Judicial District, where Thomas Kilbride is the current justice. He is, as I said, a pawn of Mike Madigan. He has fought pension reform. He has fought fair maps. He has fought term limits, just basically keeping any reforms from creeping into Illinois. And we need to see that he is not retained in November. So hopefully that gives you a little idea of the geography.
So what's at stake here in the Supreme Court? You said there's a 4-3 Democratic majority right now, and the individuals who are on there, I'm sure, being Mike Madigan, appointees or placements almost is the way it feels in the state of Illinois. What kind of issues could be going to that Illinois Supreme Court that voters might be interested in making sure that 4-3 majority changes?
Right. Well, it's a 4-3 majority because three of them are elected out of Cook County. So they're always going to be Democrat. And the other four are elected out of Cook County. Now, right now, they're all Republican, except for the 3rd Judicial District. We have a gal Judy Cates, who's running a smear campaign against David Overstreet. And I'd like to talk about that in a little bit later, but to answer your question, the things that would come before this judge would be the things I mentioned just a moment ago: pension reform, term limits, fair maps. The Illinois Supreme Court has blocked all of these initiatives to make Illinois a better state to live in, and Justice Kilbride has been the swing vote that has stopped that over the last years. Justice Carmeier has voted as a strong conservative, however, he's retiring, and we need David Overstreet in that position to take his place. Now, his opponent, Judy Cates, from what I understand, she's an actress, basically dressing up with her camo and posing with a gun, saying that she's, you know, she has Southern Illinois values. But nothing could really be further from the truth. Judy Cates is a gal who has supported to the tune of almost $200,000 Democrats like Mike Madigan. She gave $5,000 to Mike Madigan this year. She gave money to the Hillary Clinton campaign in 2008 and 2016. She gave money to Elizabeth Warren, and she gave money to Rod Blagojevich. Yeah. This is a woman who is an activist judge, and she doesn't represent Southern Illinois values, and that's what she's trying to purport. If she's elected to the Illinois Supreme Court, she would vote to take away your Second Amendment rights. She would allow for taxpayer-funded abortions. She would open our nation's borders and implement socialized medicine. That's how radical this woman is, because those are the people that she's put her money behind and her campaign's money behind to support.
So we're speaking with the chairman of the Illinois Republican Party, Chairman Tim Schneider. I'm pretty sure in my mailbox, I've seen these cards that are being put out, and it's Judy Cates, and it's like she went to a Six Flags set to take a photo, and they're like, here, hold this shotgun, put on this vest, and now you look like you're a hunter. This seems to be the way. I'm very disenchanted with the way politics is carried out at this point in time, and we've seen so much of it in our mailboxes here leading up to the election. Is the Judy Cates campaign lying when they do that and they put that in there? Are they just hoping that folks are misinformed enough that they'll see a woman holding a gun and be like, I'll vote for her?
Well, she is. She's being disingenuous. She is anything but what she represents to be in those flyers that you're seeing. And you generally don't see these types of things, Annie, in a judicial campaign. Generally in a judicial campaign, everything stays above board. But she's been a trial lawyer in the judicial hellhole of St. Clair and Madison County for 30 years. She is an infamous trial lawyer who has reaped millions and millions of dollars off clients who receive pennies. She's got a $3 million home on the Florida coast. She drives a convertible BMW with a personalized license plate that says Shark 65 on it. This woman is representing herself to be someone that she is not in these flyers and these ads. And one last thing, which is really, really scary, is that Judy Cates was on WSIL-TV, and she's quoted, I'm quoting her, she said, after 30 years, I thought it was time to write the laws. So she wants to write the laws on the Illinois Supreme Court. Now, if anybody in Illinois wants to write the laws, they need to be a member of the legislature, not the judiciary. This woman said specifically she wants to write the laws. A good constitutional conservative judge that people should support in the southern part of Illinois should be looking to interpret the Constitution and the laws of Illinois, not to write them.
So we're learning a bit about Judy Cates and the misinformation that has been put out there right now. I've put out a voter guide for people who are interested in who I am supporting, and I encourage people to do their own research in this matter. But for the judge of the Supreme Court, 5th Judicial District, I have chosen David K. Overstreet for my vote. Why are you encouraging people to consider Overstreet for this position?
Well, Justice David Overstreet would represent Southern Illinois values. Number one, he would be a justice in the mold of Justice Lloyd Carmeier, a fine representative of Southern Illinois, and would be what the people of Southern Illinois value, a good constitutional conservative. Judy Cates represents nothing like that. She would be a liberal activist judge that would want to rewrite the laws of the state of Illinois. She would not protect a taxpayer-funded, she would vote to support taxpayer-funded abortions, try to take away your Second Amendment rights. Even though she's wearing her camo and posing with a gun, she has supported nothing but liberal candidates who want to take away your guns. They want to support all these leftist initiatives. We have a great person in David Overstreet who would represent Southern Illinois values. And the smear campaign against him, the reason we were downstate actually yesterday is David Overstreet is too fine a guy to get down in the mud. So we had to go down there and tell people what Judy Cates is doing to him because he doesn't want to get nasty. And somebody has to tell the people of Southern Illinois who Judy Cates really is. And we were there to do that. And we had every Republican representative there. We had Congressman Shimkus. We had Congressman Boss. And we're all supporting David Overstreet.
Real quick before I let you go, this isn't about the judiciary, but just since you're here, I have on my voter guide a list of for 7 different state representatives that I'm supporting if they are in the district or the person who is looking at this. 4 of those representatives that I have listed here would turn blue seats red, including in my district, Lisa Champoli, who is challenging Madigan-placed Katie Stewart in District 112, and Amy Ellick, who is looking to replace Madigan-placed Monica Bristow in District 111. These are very winnable races here for the state House of Representatives. And we keep hearing that name, Mike Madigan. It doesn't matter if I'm talking national politics or local state politics. The name Madigan finds its way into every single corner of Illinois politics. What does it mean to the House of Representatives if we were to be able to flip 2, 3, 4 seats from blue to red here in Southern Illinois? What would that do for the entire state?
Well, Annie, we need the people in Southern Illinois to flip 2, 3, or 4 of those seats because we may lose some of those seats up here in Cook County and suburban Collar County areas. We may lose a couple of Republican seats up here because of smear campaigns against Republicans and the millions and millions of dollars that Mike Madigan has reaped off utility companies and others who he's made corrupt bargains with over the years. So we need people in Southern Illinois to help us at least maintain the legislature in its current configuration or win 1 or 2 seats. I have to tell your listeners, if they vote for a Democrat, that person may be really nice and they might get a phone call back. But the truth of it is, when they get to the legislature, they're going to elect Mike Madigan, the speaker, and they're going to represent Mike Madigan's views and take us down that hole of not solving our property tax issues, not solving our pension issues, not solving our budget issues. Our budget this year is $11 billion out of balance. Republicans like Champoli and Ellick and David Freese and others, they are going to support Republican balanced budget issues in the legislature.
Yeah, fiscal sanity, one might say. It's so great to have you on here, Chairman Tim Schneider, Chairman of the Illinois Republican Party. We're in the home stretch, and we're going to do everything we can here in Southern Illinois to try to right this ship. And we appreciate your time today. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much, Ian.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.